Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is episodes once a week not enough for you, or are you looking for more technical information from the Mixing Music Podcast? Well, guess what? Now you can. You can subscribe to our exclusive content and triple the amount of episodes that you get access to. That's right. Instead of the free once a week episodes, you get 3 episodes a week for only $4 a month or $40 a year. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive to get access to those episodes now. Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK. Unfortunately, Lou is not with me today for this special bonus episode. If you are a regular listener of the podcast and listen to our new episodes every single week, you may have noticed that this episode is being released on a Friday because I totally messed up and skipped our Tuesday morning release. So I'm releasing this a few days late and I apologize. I hope that never happens again. It's only happened once or twice since the beginning of the podcast. So I've done pretty well up until this point. I just don't want to, you know, I want to keep the ball rolling. So I apologize, but we have a good episode today. I have a good episode for you today. Something that I've been thinking about that I hope will help you become a stronger engineer, become much more capable as a businessman or woman, much more profitable. I think this isn't directly how to use a compressor or how to use an EQ, but I think it genuinely will make you a better engineer. And today's lesson, if you've already read the title, is about the art of giving. Now, this is an interesting topic because one of the things that a lot of these other podcasts and a lot of these books teach you, these businessmen and women, especially, I'm not going to get into it, but I do believe that one of the secret powers to wealth and success is the power of giving. But I do not believe most people who are natural givers are doing it correctly, because I think one of the most important parts of using giving to your advantage is to also be a great receiver. Now, this is, I think, the final principle, the fifth principle in the book that I love and reference. This is one of my favorite books of all time. I totally recommend it. It's called The Go-Giver. It's a great book. It's a red book. Don't read the other ones. There's like a green one and a purple one, but I'm specifically talking about the original red copy by Bob Berg. The Go-Giver is an amazing book. It's one of my favorites. And the fifth principle of that book is being open to receive. So I'll get into that in a second. But let me portray, you know, put a little thought into your mind. Now, if you are naturally a person that is like this, you'll relate. And if you're not, this episode may not be for you, although I think there's something that you can take away as well. Most creatives are very high in openness and understanding. They also tend to be more agreeable. And here's the thing. Agreeableness is actually one of the most correlated to incomes, just from a studies perspective, a psychological studies perspective. The less agreeable you are, the more likely statistically you are to make money. So it's this idea that the world is dog eat dog and there is a scarcity mentality between all of us. If Alpha dog takes more of the business, then the beta dog will not be able to take more from it, take as much, because there's a limited supply, which is not true. There's not, it's not a zero-sum game. Creatives are being born and created every single day. People are converting into being more creative or finally pursuing their passion. Things grow. People change and desires change. So there's definitely not a limited number of people in this world that are looking for creative help and services. People are just evolving. And then a lot of these people also, we know, as someone that's still in the music industry, we know how many people leave the industry as well. So anyway, I'm getting off topic, but the idea of being a go-giver is incredibly important. I think, so let me create this fake scene for you here, and this may be relatable for you. You probably have gone to go eat with a friend. You may or may not have invited that friend. Regardless, it is against your own personal rules to allow someone else to pay for your meal. In fact, you may as go as far as to say that you never allow anyone to pay for their own meals whenever you go out to someone. And you probably use your parents and what they taught you and the values that they taught you as an excuse. You probably have some sort of ideals talking about honor, especially if you're Asian. I know how that goes as an Asian myself. You probably have a hard time with that. That's a sign of a bad go-giver. What's another example? When you do work and you do a great job, and at the end of before delivering the project, you feel a little bit bad, so you give a discount on your price at the end of the process. I'm sure that we've all done that before for whatever reason. That's also a bad way of giving. And let's see, what's another scenario here? How about the idea of my goodness, there's so many different scenarios. How about the idea of working with a friend and they take advantage of you, and they are a never-ending pool of receiving. They keep taking and taking and taking, and you wonder if there's ever a line. Then you build up a level of frustration and eventually resentment. Now, these are all really bad examples of giving, but classic nonetheless. And all of us, many of us, misconstrue all three of these archetypal events as honorable and righteous acts of giving, of selflessness. And unfortunately, these are not. These are horrible acts of selflessness that only are at the deficit of your own personal honor, health, mental health, and the ability to trust others. There's something important about giving, and it lays it out in principle number 5 in the go-giver, is the art of receiving. And I think that this is important. Now, many of y'all are fans of the podcast. This may not be your first episode. If this is your first episode, then welcome to a slightly random and weird episode. This is not every episode is typical like this. But if you've been a longtime listener, and in fact, if you have gone so far as to call yourself a fan of the show, maybe the Mixing Music podcast was on your Spotify Wrapped or Apple Wrapped or whatever, right? And you've spent many hours, dozens of hours, maybe hundreds of hours listening to this podcast this year. You're a fan. And one of the things that you probably want to do is somehow figure out a way to give the value back to me. The value that you feel like I've given you, I'm sure that you have feelings of wanting to return it to me. And many people do this openly. They subscribe to me on Twitch. They go subscribe on the exclusive episodes of the podcast, where then they get three times as many episodes and three times as much value for only $4 a month or $40 a year. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive for three times the amount of episodes. And you may be wondering why these fans feel this way. Why do people that I give value to, and quite honestly speaking, I'm giving without any sort of expectation for receiving. Why do these people feel like they want to receive? I don't have a perfect explanation for this, but I do believe one of the explanations for this is most fans feel like they owe you something. And if I don't give them a way to owe you something, there's a power complex here. I'm not allowing them, I guess this is more so for when you do a favor for someone in person. A healthy relationship will ask each other for favors, balancing out the power. Nobody has any sort of power over the other person, and there are no favors owed. They keep asking. Thomas Edison kind of understand a basic principle of this, and maybe it was Benjamin Franklin. Anyway, one of the two. I think it was Benjamin Franklin. He said one of the first things that he'd do when he'd move into a new neighborhood is to ask a very small and easy to execute favor from all of his neighbors, whether it's a couple of eggs, a cup of sugar, asking something, just a favor, because then it makes everyone around him more able to ask him for a favor, and thus he's able to give more. Anyway, there's some principle that I'm trying to get to behind this. But if the point that I'm trying to finally get to is, if I did not allow anybody to pay me back in any sort of way, whether that is in the ability to buy merch or to subscribe to my Twitch streams, buy my kids' books, subscribe to the exclusive episodes, whatever. If there is no way that anybody could give back what they feel like was the favor that I did for them, then what I am doing is limiting my relationship with you, the fans. I'm not allowing you to convert yourself into higher level, more devoted fans. Because here's the deal. When people spend money or take time, mostly spend money onto a brand, the consumer naturally starts to defend that brand to a moral level. For example, we hate that Nike uses child work labor for their shoes. But if you buy a shit ton of Nike shoes, you're less likely to fight for that cause. You just care less. And it's a natural phenomenon that happens. And big brands are aware of this. And little brands are aware of this too. I'm aware of this, and I'm a nobody. I'm a very small brand, and I'm aware of this. That was a bad example of brands using it for a bad thing, making you forget about child labor. But that's a bad example. But in a good way, if I allow you to spend money on me, if I allow you to a way that you feel like you're giving value back to me and paying back for the value that I give you, I'm allowing you to convert into a deeper level fan, a bigger fan that is much more, that respects my opinion much more, that thinks I'm much more intelligent, hopefully, and is willing to eventually pay me more money. This goes, and in exchange, they become more happy. They feel like they're better friends with me, even though we may not know each other. And the relationship is actually furthered, and it's mutual. Now, in the book, in the fifth principle of the book is this idea where, for example, I think the specific example the book gave, if I remember, it's been a minute since I read the book, but they said that if the doctor told you that exhaling is more important and healthier for you than inhaling, well, it's impossible to only exhale. You have to inhale. And what we breathe out, what we breathe in is oxygen. What we breathe out is carbon dioxide. Trees breathe in, plants breathe in carbon dioxide and shit out oxygen. And I think that's what it is for humans and relationships. We think that we don't want to take, and we want to stay open and not take control of another person's decisions, to be wary, to show them respect, to honor them. But what we actually do sometimes is chasing this idealistic fairness and putting them over above yourselves can be misconstrued into you not being able to respect yourself and you not believing that they respect you, which in turns can make them feel like you're not as valuable and that they shouldn't respect you. Hence, people get trampled on all the time, people that are like this. If you are feeling this and if you relate to this heavily, I do recommend assertiveness training, going to a therapist and getting some assertiveness training, figuring this out, because this is something that many people struggle with. Statistically, more common among women. I don't know why. We won't get into why, and just a statistical fact. but also I've noticed a pattern personally. I've noticed a pattern of many creatives having the same issue, regardless of gender or sex. But the reason why I bring this up, during this holiday season, when we're thinking about giving and being selfless and trying to get rid of that selfish, it's cold, self-loathing kind of keeping to yourself, trying to get rid of that during the holidays, right? You're trying to be giving gifts to others. I think one of the gifts that we can give to ourselves and the people around us is to be open to receiving. And what I'm not saying is that you should start taking. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that if you go take your friend out to dinner or lunch and they offer to pay and you say, no, I got this. They offer again and say, no, I'm serious, I got this. And you say, hey, how about we split it? And they say, no, I got this. You should accept it. I think you should. If you feel, whether or not you feel like you did a good job or a bad job, and maybe what for whatever reason, at the end of a session, before you turn in a project and you have, or maybe before you even accept a project, and you feel like you want to give a discount because you're afraid of being rejected or you're afraid of not giving to the value that they're willing to give you, not being able to perform to the expectation that you're creating with your price, then instead of discounting with your price, you should give them more with your value. Meaning, instead of taking a $200 service and discounting it $50 and only giving a $150 service, how about you keep it at $200 and give them a $500 service experience? You're giving in the wrong way if you do it the other way. If you discount, you're cheapening your brand. You're cheapening your perspective and you're giving yourself a lazy excuse. You're saying that I'm lazy. You're telling them I'm not able and willing to perform. I don't think I'm valuable. But instead, stick to your price. Say the price is already discounted. $200 is already a discount. I'm going to give you $500 worth of work and really fucking get that work in. Put in the work. And that goes along to whether you're doing $1,500 per song or per hour or $10 per mix or per hour. I think it's the same way. Double how much value you give rather than giving a discount. And how you do that is up to your discretion. But some ideas is delivering faster, communicating better, especially during a mix process. You'd be surprised how many projects are lost and how many clients I gain just from being a significantly better communicator than anybody else that they've previously worked with. My mixes could be ass, but if I'm a better communicator, I'm likely to win over. And being a good communicator doesn't mean I'm more articulate. It oftentimes means that they feel like I care because I'm talking to them, giving them updates and ETAs and concerns. I'm letting them know. I'm being more open with my communication. So I think that that's the way that you give. So be open to receiving your full $200, but instead of giving a discount, give more value. And I think that this is very important. People think giving is everything, and it is. Giving changes careers. I don't know why, how this happens. I honestly think that I have no data to back this up or anything like that. This is just a personal thought of mine, a personal conclusion that I've come to. But I am of the opinion that media and entertainment makes us think all wealthy people are evil and making money, you have to make money in a way that is unfair in order or else you cannot be rich. Thus, in all media, in all entertainment, wealthy people are usually the bad guys and they're all evil. And I think it'd be unrealistic and untruthful if I said that every single wealthy person is a kind and generous person. I don't think everyone is. But I would say that a significant percentage of wealthy people, there's a significant portion of wealthy people that are much kinder than the significant portion of poor people per capita. So I'm just going to throw out a random number here. I think if 80% of poor people are up to their own bullshit and more selfish, then I think that 40% of wealthy people are selfish. I think that per capita, there's more less wealthy people. And every time that I've had a negative experience has been from people that are chasing the bag, that are not, don't have the money, you know, or are concerned about or stressed out in various different ways. And I've had very few interactions with people with money that was very negative. And I'm not going to speak on behalf of everybody else's opinions. Everybody has their own experiences. But I have reason to believe that the media wants us to stay poor and stay in the box and be enslaved to the system by villainizing those that have become successful, thus putting yourself into a prison of never allowing yourself to be successful or desiring any sort of success because you do not believe that success comes unless you screw someone over. It teaches people to screw people over that are incredibly assertive, but it also teaches those that are great people, amazing people that are striving for self-improvement. It makes people feel guilty for wanting to want more, achieve more. It is the act of giving and thus openly receiving that allows us to make more money, to make more clients, to become happier, to be more fulfilled and satisfied with our own lives, to be able to take on more responsibilities, and to be able to protect what's important to us, typically our families, our income, and our desires. These are important. I have to feed my family with money, and I think money is important. I don't think that nice things, a nice car, is important. But I'm also not. But I also think that there's probably someone listening right now that genuinely likes nice cars, whereas they think that it's stupid of me to spend so much money on nice speakers. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Everybody's got different things. I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. But it is important to recognize that everybody has needs, necessities. Everybody wants more. We got to keep it in control, keep it in balance, and recognize that getting more doesn't make us happier, but giving more does. There has been studies that have shown that taking on more responsibilities to do service by feeding the homeless, going into these shelters, whether it's a church project or an Eagle Scout project, whatever, doing service and doing things from your own time willingly and genuinely receiving nothing in return and expecting nothing in return does release hormones and chemicals in the brain, dopamines in the brain, and that is very good for you, very healthy. It will give you a sense of satisfaction, happiness, taking on more responsibility. There's a reason why having kids or even dogs is a hassle. It's a hassle. It's not joyous all the time, even dogs, right? The reason why it's good is because there's something about having a responsibility over another life that feels good. There's something rewarding about it. And so this holiday season, I challenge everyone that's listening, if you've still been listening to my rambling to this point, I hope that my thoughts have been cohesive, then I challenge everyone here to give smarter, to give more often, to be selfless, to give the gift of yourself and your time. But also, more importantly, when you give, be open to receive. When you give, realize that those that you give your time and value to will want to return the favor. And if you do not allow someone else to be kind, then you're the dick. An honest reality, you're the dick. If you did something kind for me and I say I want to take you out to lunch and you do not let me pay for your lunch, you're being quite rude. And if I was to be really evil, not evil, if I was to be really nihilistic or if I was looking for a reason to be offended, then I may be offended that you don't think that I can pay for my own meal or that I can't afford to pay you back. I probably won't think that. I'm not one to get offended. But I feel like thinking in that direction is much more feasible than to just be okay forever, knowing that I owe someone else a favor for the rest of my life. Nobody wants to live their life recognizing that they owe favors to everyone. Everybody wants, there's a level of, you know, self-independence that everybody wants to feel. Allow others the gift of independence. Allow others the gift of giving by receiving. What I'm not saying is taking. What I'm not saying is ask. What I'm not saying is, yeah, sorry, hold on. I was going to say not asking, but no, I think asking is part of receiving. For example, you're asking $200, right, for the project. What I'm not saying is taking. What I'm not saying is cornering people. What I am saying is if they offer you something, recognize your value, recognize what they're trying to give you, and accept. My rule of thumb, just something simple. If you struggle with this a lot, and I told this to my last student, but who struggled a lot with this, and I think it directly affected his ability to turn in mixes that were what he believed. It took, because of this lack of self-confidence issue, there was a genuine impact on his ability to turn in mixes. He was too afraid to turn in mixes. He never felt like that his ability was up to par for what people are willing to, you know, for the trust that people are putting into him. And if you're listening, you know who you are, but and I think that that thought, that sentiment is not, you're not by yourself. I think a lot of other people feel that sentiment, especially in something that is so subjective as art and music. So this holiday season, give to yourself and be open to receive. Be open to let someone else be kind to you. Because you deserve it just as much as those around you do. I think that's a great place to end. We're still wrapping up our sponsorships. We got a few in the works right now. I got to do an episode about a review on these headphones that I've been using. We'll talk about that on another episode. But once again, this podcast is brought to you by the Mixed Music Podcast. If you'd like more content, and if you want to learn more technical tips of how to mix, master, produce, songwrite, etc., go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive, where my second co-host, Braden Flint, and I break down technical tips from world-renowned famous engineers as we break down their interviews and break down their tips that they've shared across multiple platforms. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you want to give me a gift, I'm open to receive your 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. If you just say a couple nice words, it helps the algorithm even more, especially if you're on Apple. So I really appreciate that. I hope everybody has a happy holidays. Tell your families and your loved ones that you love them. Give and receive. Happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode.